Chag Sameach, and welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments, step back to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making today's call a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the fifth day a month of Iyar, Yom HaAtzmaut, Israel Independence Day, the 20th day of the Omer, and then Israel, where it is already Yom Chamishi, the sixth day of the month of Iyar. Continue to hold Achenu, Kol Beis Yisrael, in our hearts, davening for our brave Chayalim and all of those standing on the front lines protecting our people. May He who gives salvation to kings and dominion to princes, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, grant wisdom and righteous counsel to the President of the United States and all who guide this nation. May He protect and bless servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces, granting them strength, courage, and safe return. May the decisions of America's leaders bring peace, security, and stability to all. May the Supreme King of Kings and His mercy put into their hearts and the hearts of all their counselors and officials to deal kindly with us and all of Israel. In their days and in ours, may Yehuda be saved and Yisrael dwell in safety. And may the Redeemer come to Zion. May this be His will. Benomar. Amen. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ari Mirzoff of Cats Hill Day School in Boca Raton, Florida, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. I have to share that I have the wonderful opportunity not only to be a distant, still a relative of Rabbi Mirzoff, but additionally to have the opportunity to daven, to pray sometimes in the morning at Cats Hill Day School, and to see the orchestra of Rabbi Mirzoff, together with some of his wonderful colleagues leading davening there, makes it an incredible experience. And doing so this morning for Yom HaAtzmaut was very, very special. So I want to thank Rabbi Mirzoff. He very last minute agreed to come and speak on the call, and that does not make him a last minute speaker, because Rabbi Mirzoff is truly up there as one of the best speakers we have, with incredible passion, and I don't even know what we're going to hear today, but I know it's going to be amazing. So following Rabbi Mirzoff's remarks, we'll recite together Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English, the Mishaberach for our dear Chayalim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'cholim, during which Rabbi Mirzoff will pause for about 30 seconds, so that each of us can insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, the link, as always, is ou.org/Tehillim Call. And as I've been asking the last few days, please continue amongst all Cholei Yisrael, please continue to have in mind Yitzchak Ben Devorah, very much in need of a Refuah Shalema. And with that, the chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Mirzoff.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman, for those beautiful words. I can send you my Zelle and my Chase QuickPay later. But in all seriousness, good Chag Sameach, the Yom Tov, however anyone celebrates today. Today is a day of recognition, and I hopefully will try to connect a little bit to the Kedusha of the day. Recently, I think on Sunday, actually, at 60 Minutes, which I don't usually know anything about 60 Minutes, but it's besides that it came after football on Sundays. But for some, on my feed, on my YouTube channel, Rachel Goldberg Poland came up, Hirsch Goldberg Poland's mother, and she's coming out with a book, or the book came out. It's on its way. But one of the things that she said to Anderson Cooper on the interview was so powerful, and I think it really, really connects to what we're doing today, and to really, maybe we'll try to connect it to Achronos Kedoshim. Anderson Cooper asked her in the 52-minute interview, he asked them, do you ever blame God? Do you ever, like, doubt God's presence? And she said, not for one second. And then she said, and he pushed her on it very kindly, and he said, why not? And she said that when they came to tell her on that day 330, I think, August 30, 31st, and they told her that Hirsch was executed with the other five diamonds, precious, precious souls. She said that when they knocked on her door, she said that was the closest she ever felt to God. The closest she ever felt to God, she ever felt closest to Hashem, was when they told her that Hirsch was killed. Which is an incredible, I watched it once, and I said, wait. And I had to hear it again. Because this is someone who has every reason to blame Hashem, blame God, not believe in anything. And yet, she said the closest time that in her entire life she felt was when the army told her that Hirsch was killed. And I think it's simple. Because she said the following, she said, how could it not be God? Something so crazy, how could it not be Hashem? Something so crazy that would happen, and Hirsch was here, and then he was specifically there, and giving chizik to another incredible hostage, or Levy. It's an incredible thing. Where did she get this from? She said, it's too crazy. How could it not be from Hashem? And she said, the rest of my life, I'm living, I'm here, she said, to Anderson Cooper, but I'm not here. I buried part of myself. What I think what she was saying is a Gemara. The Gemara says in Subas that someone who lives outside of Eretz Yisrael is someone who doesn't have a God. Someone who lives outside of Israel does not have a God. But how could that be? It doesn't mean that a person doesn't have Hashem. I always tell the kids, my students and myself, it's just easier access to feel Hashem in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha comes to you. That's what I'm saying. The Kedusha comes to you. You get out of Ben Gurion Airport, Kedusha comes to you. In America, outside of Eretz Yisrael, you have to find the Kedusha. What she was saying is that I get my energy, I get my oxygen from Hashem. What she was saying is the Parshas Achronos where it says, "V'chai b'hem, you should live by your mitzvos." And Rashi says, "V'chai b'hem, v'lo shi'imos b'hem, you shouldn't die by them. It should give you energy." Says the Chiddush Sharon, the first Ger Rebbe. He says, you know what v'chai b'hem means? That I get all my chias, I get all my oxygen, I get my water, I get my entire essence, I get it from the Torah, I get it from my relationship with Hashem. It's not supposed to make sense. If it made sense, then I would be God. It's not supposed to make sense. The fact that it doesn't make sense, the fact that this is the craziest time in your entire life, and yet that was the point where she said, I felt Hashem the most. When a person has a relationship with Hashem, when a person has any type of relationship with anything, with anyone, any spouse, child, brother, sister, whatever it is, it's about realizing that there's a relationship there, and it's in person or not in person. It's in this world, in this life, and also after this life. She said, I still have a relationship very much with Hirsch. It's just in a different way. I talked to him, and then she said in the interview that sometimes she talks back to herself as Hirsch. You're talking about someone who's a true hero, a true tzaddik, someone who's giving, she's the one giving chizik to the rest of the world. She's the one giving chizik. Because of her essence, her whole entire being is v'chai b'hem. It's not Yom Ha'atzmaut once a year. Every day is Yom Ha'atzmaut. Every day is what does the word atzmut mean? My atzmus, my essence. It's our chiyus, it's our core, it's our oxygen, it's her everything. And the end of this is what Rav Judah, our Rebbe said to Rav Kluger, Rav Avram T. Kluger, when he asked his Rebbe, you still down for the soldiers? You still down for the hostages when there were hostages? And he said, no, because if I said that I still down for them, that implies that there was a time that I stopped. That implies that there's a time that I stopped. Every single one of us, you turn on our phone about the Shabbos, the first thing we're doing, not seeing if the next one or lost. The first thing we're looking, we're seeing what's going on with Eretz Yisrael. That's who we are. That's who our achias is. That's our oxygen. That's our connection. That's who we are. That's our neshama. I bless us and I bless. And I daven for our Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Abba Dishmaya. We should take this lesson from Rachel Goldberg Poland. That even in the darkest point of her entire life, that's when she felt Hashem the most. She gets her chiyus from her relationship with Hashem. The chai behem. That we live with Eretz Yisrael in our hearts, and our minds, and our tefillos every single minute of every single day. Yisrael d'shmar, the more we thank Hashem for this, Heyer, and please God, Mr. Hashem, next Heyer, not only have the Geula, the Ketana, just not the footsteps of the Geula, but the Geula Shema, Be'ezus Hashem Yisbar. Tehillim Chaf. Which we probably didn't say this morning, but definitely good to say now. Amaseach Mizmor L'David. Yancho Adinoi B'yom Sara, Yisaget Hashem Alei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezuch HaMikodesh M'tzion Yisadeka. Yizkor Kol Mechosecha V'olas Chidash Nesela. Yitin L'chach L'vecha V'atasko Yimolei. Meranim Elishu Asecha U'v'shem Eloheinu Nigol Yimolei Adonai Kol Mishal Asecha. Ta Yadav Ziki Yoshia Anonai Mishlicho Yaneo V'shmeik HaShem Gros Yesha Yimino Eilev Arecha V'eilev Asusim V'anachnu V'shem Adonai Eloheinu Naske Heim Akarav V'nafalo V'anachnu Kamna V'anisodad. Now Yoshia, Melech Ya'aninu V'yom Karinu. Psalm 121, Kuf, Kuf, Aleph. Shilom Aleph, Esa Eina Ela Arimei Ein Yavoz, Ye'zimim Adinai, Oseh Shemaim V'aretz. Ayin Tila Mura Elecha Ayinim Shomecha. Yinei Lo Yanum V'lo Yishan Shomei Yisrael. Menai Shomecha Adonai Tzecha Yad Minecha. Yom HaMashemesh Shalei Kekra Berech Balayla. Menai Shmarcha Mikora, Yishmor, Es Nafshecha. Menai Shmar, Tei Tzobacha, Mi'ata, Yad Olam. From Kuf Lamed 130. Shri Amalos Imam Akim, Kersicha Adinai, Adinai Shema Bekuli Tiena Aznecha Kashivos Kol Hachanunai. Im Avanos Tishmar Ya Adonai Mi Yamor, Kim Chas Licha Laman Tivarei, Yisi Amanek Kiso Nafshi, Uyid Vero Achalti, Nashiva Adonai Mishomu Laboker, Shomu Laboker, Achaiso Adinai, Kim Adonai Chesed, Rabbeim Ophidus, Hu Yivte Es Yisrael, Mikol Avanosav. Achenik obeys Israel, and the Sunnah Masar of Shivya, Amdim Bemayam Vim of Hashem, Akom Yirachim Aleyem, Yosiem Mitzara Levacha, Meafela Laura, Mishabul Gula, Hashal, Bagulav, Zman Kariv, and Amar Amin. For our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all present compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and oppression to freedom now, swiftly and soon, let us say, Amen. Mishaberch for the Chayalim. Yishberech Abbasinu, Avra Mizav Yaakov, Hu Yivarech Eschere Tzabal Agonal Yisrael, Anshi Kochos Kabitachon, Ha'omdim Anashmar Asinu, Arei Eloheinu Megvua Halvanon, Amin Marmitzrayim, Umeni Ayom Agadol, Adavo Harava, Lechomakom Shehen, Vayabashra, Vayavir, Vayom, Yitin Adonai Yisavinu, Hakamim Aleinu Nigotam Nifayim, Parishvorcho Yishma Vayatsi Yitzchaleinu, Mikol Tzav Tzuko, Mikol Nego Machla, Yishlach Bracha Vatzacha, Bechol Masa Yedem, Yadre Tisonino Tachem, Yachem Bekesus Yishuba Terek Tisachom, Mikayom Ha'abahem Achasu, Ki Adonai, Elohechem, Ha'olechem Achem, Ilochem Achem, Imoy Vechem, Roshi Achem, and Amar, Amen. Mishaberch Lechol, and Mishaberch, Adasinu, Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moish, of Aaron, Dovu, Shlomo, Yvarech, et Lecholim. Reshbaruch Yimale Rachman Aleim Lachlimal Nurapom Lachavzkam Lachayosam Yishach Rahem Mehera Fush Shalem Amina Shamayim Lachlo Adarem Lachlo Yidem Besor Shachay Yisar Fush and Nefesh Refer to Go Hashtab Allah Zman Kariv Namar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Roy Mirzov. Really appreciate you being on. Beautiful Devar Torah. And again, especially doing so last minute, although it was not a last minute Devar Torah. We look forward to having you back on again in the near future. I also want to thank Rebecca Levy for all of her coordination behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. Hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world. Everyone is safe. Wonderful day. Chag Sameach.